Zog de Gemara, daf lamed vav amud beis, the last line. Tanu Rabbanon. Ein oifin pas ove. One is not allowed to bake matzah that is ove, that is very thick. Bepesach, divrei beis shamai. And the reason is, we shouldn't explain, because a pas ove, it's hard to be mishamarit from being machmitz. After all, the fire cannot penetrate and reach the middle of the matzah. So pas ove is not to be done zok beis shamai. Ubeis hillel daf lamed zayin omer aleph ubeis hillel matirin. Beis hillel matir zok mo v'kame pas ove. What's the amount? What's considered? How thick is considered pas ove that beis shamai doesn't allow? Zok the gemara omer rav huna tefach a tefach. Now beis hillel allows a tefach zok rashi. Avol tvei mi tefach loy, but not more than that. The machloik is the point of content is a tefach. More than tefach in beis hillel agrees is also. Mashen came on the tefach itself, beis hillel a mater, and beis shamai asers. In a chenami, the temonish and matzahs are thick, but they're not more than beis hillel. They're less than a tefach. They make sure that it gets, it's not chometz in the middle. Obviously, they make sure that it's that the fire reaches the middle too. They keep it long enough in the oven. But Agaponim, they tak have thicker matzahs. Now, lahalacha, we are machmir to have thin matzahs. We have as thin as possible. Zog de Gemara, Omar Rav Huna, oh, tefach. Now, why tefach? Omar Rav Huna tefach, shkematzina belechem aponim tefach. Lechem aponim can't be matzah, can't be chometz either. Oh, lechem aponim can't be chometz, right? Zogt Rashi, Kramina Bemenochas, Kalamincha, Shatkivel, Rabbis, Lechem Aparim, Lechimutz, Laz Horash, Leachmitsu. Vafilu Ochi, and yet the Oivi Doifnoisof is Tefach. Then Lechem Shahoy Loi Ponim, Vem Ponim Psuchim Tefach. So we know clearly Lechem Aparim were Tefach, and yet they can't be Chomets. So that's a Raya that up until the Tefach is a Machmitz. Zogt Gemara, Mask of Lorav Yosef, how are you comparing Lechem Aparim to a person baking matzahs? Im Omru Bezrizin, who makes the lechem upon him? Kahanim. Kahanim are b'kiyim, they know how to be shomer, that it shouldn't be machmetz. Im omru b'zrizin, yom b'sheinaz rizin. What's the shaykhus to einaz rizin? To regular people. Im omru b'pas amelo. After all, the pas of the lechem upon him was amelo. Amelo, zog Rashi, he brings, kol ha-tu'unim, kol ha-menoches tu'unim, sholesh meyer shipo v'chomesh meyer b'ito. They stamped it, they stomped it, they kicked it, they pressed it, they by the lechem upon him, there was so much working done to it. 500 beitas and 300 shifas. They were stamping and stamping and pressing. And so in Mela, it's not going to be machmetz, even if it's a tefach, because it's constantly being worked on. That's all vart and matzah. So that's, you can't bring a riot to regular people that make matzah. Yom v'pasha ein ha-mela, im omu be'etzi miveshin. After all, lechem upon him, there were etzi miveshim. Rashi brings Gemara and Tainis, they brought the Eitzim already from the Yemois HaChamo, meaning by Chamisha Osa Ba'av Eilach, Toshash Koicha Shal Chamo V'lohoyu Kors in Eitzim Marocha. They didn't chop wood anymore. The wood wasn't moist. It was wood that stayed and remained out and dried, so it was totally Eitzim Evasion, so it was less prone to be Machmetz, there's less contact with water. Yomu Be'etzim Lachim, regular people that make matzah, the eitzim might be lachim. Im omu betanur cham. After all, the tanur was cham. Why was it so hot? Because every single day they were massing the tanur in the mikdash for other menochas. Lach mitoidev shel matechas oizak rashi. So how do you compare? That's the next part of Gemara. Im omu betanur cham, yom betanur tzoinen. Im omu betanur shel matechas, yom betanur shel cheres. After all, lechem aponim betanur shel matechas. It was stainless steel. It was steel. Metal, yom v'tanish acheres, earthenware. A regular oven is earthenware, so not, the heat is not the same. So how do you compare? Just with lechem upon him, it was atefach. So melu huadin beisilas mate atefach. Zok de Gemara. Now, so it comes out the maskonis haGemara. We're clearly being matre Rav Huna that says tefach shkematzina belechem upon him. We're saying lechem upon him is different for numerous reasons. No, lechem aponim was rizin. Lechem aponim was pasamelo. It was constantly worked on. Lechem aponim was etzim yveshim. Lechem aponim was tanur cham. Lechem aponim was mateches, not cheres. So because of all these reasons, the maskana we're talking being matre Rav Huna. So the poskim can discuss, what's the din bizman hazeh when you have zrizin, is it muta atefach? The whole maila is lechem aponim because zrizin and amela and cham and yevashin. What if you have all these mailas today? So the Magen Avraham and the Bach, they say that bizrizin taka, you can matter even atefach. If zrizin, if you have people that are zrizin today, then you have the maila of lechem aponim, then it's matter even atefach. The maisa in the Bialocha, clearly based on Rishonim, on the Rashba and others in Be'er, that it's also even a zrizin. You're not allowed to have a matzah that's a tefach thick. Even the Temonim don't have a matzah that's a tefach thick. Because after all, the svar of Rav Huna of tefach, shkematzinim lechem ponim, was nitcha mikama taimim. The Gemara gives numerous differentiations. And the chashash is, like you said, because we're concerned that it'll be machmitz, it won't be shomerit, the fire won't penetrate to the middle. And we're taka machmir lechatchila to make the matzahs dakas, like it says in the poiskim. B'di'evid, is it muta atefach? B'zrizin, the chari b'di'evid yesh mokum lahokul. Like the Magen Avraham in the Bach.
But we don't have.
We are machmir and makbir to have thin matzahs. Zog the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yirmi Yeba Abba Shiltes Rabbi B'Yichud. I asked Rabbi B'Yichud privately, Umani Rav. My Passover. What's his Passover? So he told him, Pas Meruba. Passover means Pas Meruba. It means a lot of bread, a lot of matzah. One is not allowed to make. We learned till now, it meant tefach. Thick. No. Passover means a lot of dough, a big batch of dough. Pas meruba. If I might call it Passover, why is it called Passover? Shum de nefisha, belisha. Because it's a lot of kneading. That's one teretz in Passover. Pas meruba. Now, v'ibo yiseima, ba'asre de haitana le pas meruba, Passover, korele. They called pas meruba, Passover. But the problem is, a yontav dika problem, the Gemara is going to say. It's nothing to do with Pesach be'etzim per se. It's a yontav dika mat problem. You're not allowed to make a tichy you say it on yontav. Eichel nefesh is mutter. You're not allowed to cook up a storm that's unnecessary. He's done a l'orchin, one thing, but you're not allowed to stam cook up a storm that's on the gay an amount that you don't need, a vast amount. That's the problem in Passover. Pas meruba. Zog the Gemara. So if two reasons why it's called Passover. Either nefisha belisha or ba'aske the rav tonel pas meruba pas over korele. But zok the mama my time. What's the reason you can't do pas over? Imishum the katorach tichet loy tzorich. It's a tichy yisera. Zok the mama if that's the reason. So my ira be pesach. Why is it a pesach dikedin? It's not a pesach dikedin. I feel a biyotav nami. So the mama enoch nami. Vay tana biyotav she pesach koi. This tana was in pesach when he said this. It happens to be yontav of pesach. But it's a yontav dikedin which negate the pesach too. Tosis Radu has a kasha in the beginning of Ave Psochim, so you're not allowed to eat, right? First Mishnah in Ave Psochim, Daf Tzadites. What's stated in the Mishnah? Tosis over there has a kasha over there also. But Tosis has a kasha over here that Ave Psochim, Daf Tzadites on the base. Ave Psochim, someone who mincha leyechel odamach techshach. Tumor has a kasha, my Ere Ave Psochim, I feel Ave Shabbos of Yom Tovim Nami. In fact, Tosis over here that the loy mishani ochi b'reish avi psochim. Why don't we answer in avi psochim? Tanu pesach koi. The more is a kasha my ton my shno avi psochim. It could have been every avi shabbos lo yochel somach lemincha. Why does the Gemara not answer tanu pesach koi like we answer over here? If it's going on yontif, it could be in any of the three regalim. Punktu was pesach koi. Zok teisus v'yesh loymar. The hosom poich mishabbos. Over there, the point is. Maishno mi ave shabbos is the gay every ave shabbos every week to have a bechol shavua. V'lo shayach l'shnu the nokat ave psachim shum the tonu pesachoi. When it's a question of regel three times a year, so I was holding by the yontif of Pesach, so I said it in. But if it's a question of every shabbos, what do you mean you're holding by the yontif of Pesach? It's a gay every single week, every 7 days. So it doesn't make sense. I'm holding by Pesach every 7 days. You could have dashed in this din of lo yochal somuch. So over there we don't answer tonu pesach koi. But akoponim. The Gemara is saying right now it's a yontif dikedin. Zok the Gemara, Tani nami hochi beishami oimrim en oifim pas over beyontif ubeis hilam atirin. Now, what's the reason that Beis Hillel Mate pass over? So Tosafot right away says, time of the Beis Hillel on the top, a woman is allowed to fill up her oven full of kikoris, of loaves, of bread. She only needs one for Yontif. Why is she making 10 breads? Because it helps the one that's baking currently better if you have more bread in the oven. Even Beis Hillel agrees you can't just fill up another tanner again, second time. Lekaman the shori. Because that is when you fill up the oven the first time itself, it's moil on the etzem pas that you need. Yeah. So that's why Beis Hillel is matir Beis Shammai asses. Because Beis Hillel holds the ribuy for this yontif, and Beis Shammai says, no, it's for after yontif. So that's a tich yisera. Maravada, he agrees that another time you're filling up the oven, it's also going to Beis Hillel too. Now the point is going to be discussed. Let's see, you're being marve b'shiurin, it's one tich, it's mutter. If you have a pan, and you're making a chicken, and you're making only an amount that you need, but you're allowed to fill up the whole pan. It's a zelb de tircha in the oven. There's nothing taking place more. Masha enke to fill up another pan, that already on another shelf, that would taka be osir, even according to Beis Hillel. That's like a tircha yisera. That's not necessary. Now, the yisera machlekes is that it comes out over here. It's a question of yontif, of tircha yisera. Are you allowed to do it on shah? That's called pas maguba. Beis Shammai oisrin, u Beis Hillel matirin. Zok the Gemara Tana Rabbanon, the fourth wide line. Tana Rabbanon, yoytze me pas nekia uva hadra. One is yoytze with pas nekia, a fine flower. Uva hadra, hadra also like we had before. Pas hadra, shenitel kol hadra, meaning it's a whole grain, it's a whole wheat type of matzah. Uva serikin, serikin hametziyorin means that you have little designs on the matzah. You engrave little beautiful designs on the matzah. The Pesach. Now, Chathil, it's also to do this because you're too busy making the designs and it might be machmitz, you're not working on the matzah because you're making the designs when it's still dough, not after it's baked. So, Srikin HaMetz Yorin is b'dievet yoytze. Zog the Gemara, api sh'omrein oysin Srikin HaMetz Yorin b'Pesach. Meaning, yoytzen b'Srikin HaMetz Yorin b'dievet, api sh'omrein oysin Srikin HaMetz Yorin b'Pesach. Like we said, because you're chashash of chimutz. Om Rabbi the Dovah Zeh Shol Baitus Ben Zunin Lechachomim. Mit Bema Omro Ein Oysin Srikin HaMetziorin BePesach. Why can't we make Srikin HaMetziorin? Om Eloi, Mesh Isha Shoy Oleo Mechamatzto. A woman waits around to be Metzayer. She takes a stick and she's Metzayer, different designs. So and then she waits to put it into the oven. That waiting is causes it to be Machmetz. Now, Lamaisa, we make holes in the matzah, correct? Why is it not Srikin HaMetziorin? Steht behedin Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Samach, that we are not makpir on the holes. It's not called a tziur that you're makpir on it, so maybe it takes time for keret. We do it in order that the fire should penetrate. So you have holes inside the matzah. Chazanish and Mechadish, even the bumps that you have by machine matzahs, so that's considered a chelik of the volume, the neufach, but that's a different akuda. But the point is, we make holes inside it, in order that the eish should takabin nichnas, and that the fire should enter and penetrate, but we are not makbid on the tzir, so it's not a chison of the chatchil of srikin hametziorin. So it's no chash of shema yisha, zok de ritvo, b'shem de ro'o. It's no chash of shema yisha. You're not going to wait around, you just roll it over quickly in order to get it in, to make sure that the fire should get inside. But you're not being makbid on the tzir like a srikin that a woman is mitzayeres, and over there she's taka makpedes. Zok the Gemara, Omer Lohem, Efshi Yasena Bitfus, Lemaisa, you can have a Tzura Bitfus, you can have a Srik, you can have a Stempel, you can have a Tfus, a carved out design, and stamp it on the matzah. So that doesn't take time, that's not Chash Shem Yishena. Zok the Gemara, Efshi Yasena, if your whole Chash is Shema, Mibnei Sheisha Shoyala Mechamat, still before she puts it in the oven, you can make a Tfus. So you can be kaved quickly without wasting time. You're going to say now that most nachtumin they don't have a tfus. So you're going to tell me, stam srikin or osa, but srikin bite is punk yene baker which has a tfus, so behemoth's mutter, you can't be mechalag loy plug. They want to have a perfect job. They're professionalists. They're perfectionists. So for there, it's taka awesome because they're going to be meshoya until they put it in the oven. That's one way. Regular tzrikam tzionim made by a balabos, that's mutter. Ikadami punkt vaket. Hori komale. Loi shenach toimin omru, ela shekol odom. Meaning, kol odom is not so professional, so it takes them longer to be mitzayer. Mach toimin are experts. They can do it 1-3. So mamela, they can take a half tzrikam tzionim. Zog di gomorra, omer rabbi yesi, oise tzrikin kemin rikikin. You'll have to have tzrikin kemin rikikin, which are flat. The ein oisin tzrikin kemin gluskois, which are larger, like a gluska, like a bilka. Tana Rabbanon, hasufkinin. Now look at the din of chala. Hasufkinin. Sufkinin are blown up, like puffed. Vadufshinin, or with dvash inside. Viskritin. Iskritin is also, zagdash, asuin kutsapichis. Shaloshin rakam oid. The chalas hamaseres. Maseres is matras.
It's
what? Mateches. Machvas, I'm sorry, machvas. Zagdash, machvas in a pan. A challah that was totally like deep fried, like it was made in a pan. It wasn't made in an oven. An oven, the fire is inside. A pan, the fire is on the outside. Anything that fires on the outside is like a din bishel. So it's like cooking it. So challahs hamaseres zogdash shel machvas v'meduma. If you have challah that's meduma, meduma means you have tchulin and chuma inside. So all those type of those v'meduma p'turim in a challah. They put them in a challah because the other ones are not called bread. Because it's not called bread. When it's sufkinin, when it's dvash, it's not called lechem. Only lechem is chayim in challah. And meduma is because when are you chayim in challah? Challah is the reishis, the first afrosha. Mashen and meduma, which has truma inside, is not the first afrosha. Truma is done first. So may let's put him in a challah. Zog the Gemara, my challah is hamaseres, om Reb Shuben Levi, zeh cholut shabalabatim. Cholut shabalabatim, like we said, cholut mean, it's not made like regular bread, it's cooked first. Maybe afterwards it's baked, tastes before disgusted, if it's over, raka. But the point is, the blila, but it's something that's first cooked, so it's scalded with water, so then chol shabalabatim is not chayv and chala. Omer ish lokish, halolu maise ilfasein. That's a regular maise ilfas, meaning it's not lechem, because lechem is only baked in a tanur. It says in the posik, lach mechem betanur echod, in the techocha. Lach mechem betanur echot. So lechem is made in a tanur. Mashenga, these are not considered made in a tanur. These are considered made in a, like cooked, they're made in a pan. Zog demar maise ilfasein. The Rabbi Yechon omar, that no, Rabbi Yechon argues, maise ilfas chayovin, that even a maise ilfas in a pan is chayvin chala. Va'alolu she'osem bechamo, those are talking about you baked it in the sun. Baked it in the sun is not considered chayv and chala. In a pan is yes considered like in a tanur. Zog the Gemara, meisvei asufkinin vadufshin vaskritin osam beilfas. It says, if you made it in the ilfas in a pan, chayovin. Becham apturin. So we see clearly nalag of Shimon Lokish, tiufta of Shimon Lokish, that even in a pan is chayv and chala, just in the chamas potter. Oma ulo omalag of Shimon Lokish, ochma iskinon, sheetiach v'lebsev hidbik. That means you first warmed up the pan, and then you put the dough inside. Then it's like a tanur. When is it considered like a pan, like deep fried, like cooking? When you place it inside and only then you're matiach it. But if you matiach first, so it's already hot, as soon as you place it, then it's like an oven with a fire's bifnim. Aval hitbik of sev yitiach, but if you first madbik and then you're matiach, my hochanami de purin. So dog mogre, if that's the case, if you first put it in and only then you might tiach, it's potter. So adetoni say for awesome chamo. Pturin, lifik livis abido. Why did they say cham is potter? You could have said it potter when you're madbik and then matiach. You should have said bamedo, I'm going to conch tiach, I'm going to serve hidbik. Aval hidbik is serve tiach, pturin. So gmog su mes of achetoni. Bamedo, I'm going to tiach, I'm going to serve hidbik. Ein chanami. Only then you chayv in chala. Aval hidbik will serve tiach if you first madbik and then you matiach. Nazi kemish awesome chamo. It's like it's made in the chamo, pturin. And then taki a potter. The last Gemara Toshma Yoytze b'matze hina u'matze asuya be'ilfus. Yoytze with the matze hina means that it's not totally baked. We'll see soon what the gather is. And it's placed in the pan. Hochanami, what is that talking about? First you matiach, so it's a maisa like a tanur. My matzahina, omer avido mashmul, kol sheparza vein chutin imshach nimenu. If you break it apart, and the strands do not come apart. Sometimes you pull something apart and it's not baked yet. So you see strands of dough. That's not called matzahina. Ein chutin nimshachin imeno, that's matzahina that you yoitza. Because if chutin are nimshachin imeno, so then it's considered like a botzek. It's not lechem bichlal. Masha enkein, if chutin are not nimshachin imeno, if the strands don't come apart, so then it's considered baked, and it's not considered a chisogon of botzek. Question is, are we talking about mitzvahs matzah? Are we talking about stam eating it? Because after all, Michael ben Dusoy, shlish baked, is already considered baked, so it should be shem lechem. So someone is saying, Taka, that it's referring to dafka, the din of lechem oini. That it would not be considered. We'll stop over here. Omar Rove v'chein lach mitoida.